This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. It's 8 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Adam Carter, part two of Dumber Than We Thought. Bonus, Rena Sargentopoulos. She had a travel fiasco that everybody needs to hear about. At 12:35, our economic guru, Brian Belsky, one of us, we just reached out to him in the last couple hours in studio. 1:35. That'd be great if most of the guests were in studio.
Yes.
I think it is potentially better. Sometimes if you're jumping a little bit on answers, it can create some uncomfortable breaks.
But true.
I still think it's better.
I think it jumping in is easier when somebody's here.
Yeah, I'm just saying if they don't like you jumping in,
okay,
and then all of a sudden the break has taken place.
Oh, right.
That's happened to me a few times. How about it was the first Trump-Clinton debate. We did it in St. Paul. Did we do it at the historical?
Oh, that was at the History Center?
History Center. And we had Ken Martin.
Chris
Gaines?
It's the Garth.
Yes. Yeah. But no, what is his name again? He ran against Keith Ellison. He was the deputy RNC guy. Ken Martin. Remember when Ken Martin came up and was yelling at me because I asked a question about Hillary? You're being so unfair. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. Neither one of us has ever criticized Donald Trump. So maybe that stood out a little bit. So Belsky, 1:35 then. I guess he is the second greatest wide receiver in Vikings history. Do we acknowledge that Randy Moss is number one?
Yes.
And Chris Carter is number two? Would we say Chris had the better Vikings career, though, in total? But just Moss, when he was at his best?
Moss more talented, but Carter perhaps more impactful fully as a Viking?
How many years was Moss here? Moss was here 98 to 03, whereas Carter was here for what?
Don't forget about the return.
The return. That worked out well.
The Randy return.
What's the restaurant again? I wouldn't feed
Tanucci's.
Tanucci's. A rookie.
Great.
Closed circuit rookie. By the way, yeah, exactly. Tanucci's is excellent.
Yes. Chris Fields, is that it?
Chris Fields, yeah. Yes, exactly.
Gaines would have been great.
Maybe would have been better if Garth. Carter had to be here 10 years, right? And don't forget, Carter came back as a Dolphin. Right. And he was telling everybody Gary Anderson wasn't going to make the – was it Gary Anderson? I think it was.
He can't kick it that far.
And he did by like 2 yards or so. So Chris Carter at 205. Okay, we have a building that I can see right now looking up. It's SPS Tower. SPS Tower. They just put a putting green in.
I saw
outside.
That.
And today when I was walking in, of course I forgot the AirPods, so I couldn't hear you in the – well, I park far enough away, the 45-minute walk. There's people out there putting, smiles on their faces. They play. People get very upset now if you call it cornhole, right? Bags. We want it bags. Why are we mad if it's called cornhole? If I miss this?
I think cornhole makes some people uncomfortable, but that's what the sport is called.
Yeah. You want to jump in?
Pull that one.
That'll be
in
the open tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Go with cornhole. Come on.
Yes.
They have music out there. They are serving food in the summer out there once a week.
Mm-hmm.
They have the lounge chairs. They now have a food truck at that building every Tuesday and Thursday in the summer. The number one responsibility at your job is not to make it fun, but
it helps.
I think, do we think you are more productive at your job if there is some fun involved?
Yes, because fun at work makes you like work. And I think if you like work, you are more productive.
I think that's good, Dave. Is it possible you could make the argument that if there's too much fun at work, you're on the putting green, you're listening to music, you're buying the food stuff, and you're not working when you should be grinding away?
Sure. You can't. I'm sure it's happened over time that things get a little bit too loose. You have to crack down. But, I mean, the hardest job I ever had was working landscaping when I was in college, and it was also one of the most fun jobs I've ever had because we laughed every day till it hurt.
I agree with you. That, I mean, it's verbatim. I've talked with both of you guys about it. I had a ground screw job for 4 or 5 years. You both know me well enough that I'm not the handiest guy. And some of these projects I just struggled mightily with. I don't remember any day there where we weren't laughing and having fun. I'll be honest. This show, and I miss you immensely on this show, I laugh with this guy every single day. You have fun with Jordan and Dave. It's fun. We're lucky. Now, some people might say, well, that's automatic. It's a different type of job. It's fun. There are plenty of people in radio who do not like it, and there's other parts of the job that are a pain in the butt. But while I'm left shaking my head about Odyssey and our equipment and our app and all that stuff, the guy I report to is my friend.
Yep.
He's your friend. He's your friend. He gives us great leeway. That doesn't mean he doesn't sit down and talk with us at times and say, I don't know about that one. But he is a respectful, smart person. And we've had a couple of people worked here who, well, one was massively over his head. Two were bizarre individuals, right? So to have somebody who's their immediate supervisor who gets it, by the way, doesn't mean you get to do whatever you want, but that helps. How much does it help you, 651-461-9226, if you have fun at work? And what makes work fun? Okay, some places, they really try. I think this place has tried at times. With some success, sometimes failing, we'll do, a couple potlucks a year? I wish we would do more. Hey, let's get together.
Yep.
4 times a year, let's meet. You know, and it's tough because of times. You know, if you do it, let's say 4 o'clock, okay, you're long gone, Vanita's long gone. You know, I normally get out of here at 3:01. So I
2:58.
I've long gone. And then Jason, so that's the tough part.
He's doing a show.
He's doing a show. But, by the way, it doesn't have to be just at a bar. Like, go to a putting green. Go to Bidet Makoska. I like when places try to do that and bring a little enjoyment. And I'm with you. I think it does create more productivity. What else would make this place more fun outside of equipment that works?
Honestly, I'll open a vein. This, and I've worked here for 23 years. So this has been a place that has been woefully lacking in creating like a...
sex dungeon? You've wanted a
no,
sex
I've
dungeon?
No, I've had that. We've
okay,
had that.
Okay, okay.
Just like a camaraderie. I'll say that.
Yep.
I feel like, and from the time I started here, well, and I'm not saying that I haven't worked. I've worked with a lot of great people who I consider very good friends. But there's the culture here has always been like, once we're out of here, you go your way, I'll go my way.
Yeah.
And just that's how it's been.
Yep.
And there was a time, like when I, where we used to like have like newsroom get-togethers, and I still do from periodically, but just it's never been like a as much as other places, I think.
And you think it's much better now, or you don't think it's much better now?
No, I just think the culture here is like one of that. That's it's. I think it's all. Oh, I agree 100%, like with what you said about Brad, and
yep,
like far, you know, far and away the best person to have been in that office in quite some time. But the just the culture of, you know, and that's just, it's just always been that way. Where
so you want more camaraderie?
At this point,
yeah,
you know,
are you
going to
show?
Along,
you, Adam Carter, is going to show at the camaraderie?
I think so, yeah.
Dave? I think Adam's going to show for the camaraderie.
I think you would.
But part of my hesitation, yeah. because even you asking me that question is because that the culture here where it's never always been.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I bought a house here, bought my first house,
yeah.
I had like a housewarming party and like one person showed up.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, that's not that those people didn't like me, but that was just kind of, and that was an eye-opening experience. And I thought, okay, well, that's kind of how it is.
Well, I'm going to say this. I think there's more of that here than some other places I've worked where. Some other places work, there was some serious backstabbing going on.
And again,
we don't have that here. Doesn't mean everybody thinks everybody's show is amazing.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that there's any sort of backstabbing or undercutting here.
Yeah, there's some, but compared to other places where, man, it was dog eat dog.
Yeah.
You know, and that gets old after a while.
Yeah.
It really, really does. Okay. What makes your job fun and how much should it matter? Because I think there's some old school people saying, fun, give me a break. You go there 9 to 5, you get your job done. You find your fun elsewhere. I'm not saying you need to have a cat juggler there. But I think if you create some atmosphere.
You missed it. He was here at 11.
I'd love
in here, he was juggling cats. It was amazing.
I'd love that. I think it can help. I think it can make you more excited, which can lead to more productivity. You completely disagree. You're allowed to completely disagree. You're no fun. No, I'm kidding. Text away or tell me what's fun about what you do or at your place of work. And maybe some of that has been lost because so many people now are working at their house or their apartment or their condo or their Western White House. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What do we got for a bumper theme? Is it cornhole?
No, it's not. Adam knows the song. I'm sure he does. Little fish here. The Wedge. We're paying tribute to the world's greatest golf tournament starting today. 3M Open.
The greatest golf tournament?
Yeah, that's right. I know you look forward to it every
Wedge,
year.
By the way, I one of the more underrated fish songs.
No, it's really great. I don't want to stab myself in the ears at all.
Yeah.
Songs with something golf-related in the title.
Wow. Hollis paying you off? I mean, we had the British Open or the Open. We had the U.S. Open. Got the Masters, and now the 3M is out there, and it's the greatest golf tournament ever.
I look forward
to it. You get a house out there? Or?
I'd love one. I'd take one.
Yeah, so would I. Wedge salad, overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Oh, touching a nerve with the lobster.
Mm. She hates it.
Cannot. She is incensed. I mean,
by the wedge salad.
It is a triggering thing with Jen.
Is she with Dave that it's just laziness? That they
yes,
cut it
she says
they,
it's laziness.
And they make
yes,
you do all
says,
the work?
She says, like, why would you? I want a salad. I want it cut up ahead of time. Oh, she cannot. Like, I always point out, hey, wedge salad.
God, when you guys come back. I'm going to order so many wedge salads.
The
house is going to be filled with wedge salads.
It's like giving you a burger with all the different little pieces all just strung around the plate, make you put it together.
Okay, work. Chad, I've always preferred employees who not expect the employers to hang out, be buddies away from work. We need our own time, our own friends, family, and pursuits. How about that?
I respect that, though, too.
Yeah, I do, too. I'm not desirous of, you know, Brad and Gon saying, okay, here's our schedule Monday through Friday. We're getting together every time. But, I mean.
And you know why that is, though, is because every time you get together with work people, you end up talking about work.
Yeah, I guess I end up talking about work with the people at work I don't know as well. Like. The sales staff just isn't here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The decision's been made by a lot of sales staff that they're just not here. So when I run into those folks, first of all, I have to introduce myself to about half of them. And then your default then, but like if the three of us see each other, like when did we last have a work thing? We did the thing with the Christmas party last year. Where was it? Jennings? What was the name of the place?
Stanley's.
There was so much snow.
That's right.
I think I ended up parking in the middle of the street. Like four people lived there. Go, don't worry about it.
Hasn't been plowed in weeks.
Hadn't been plowed in weeks and weeks. Now, we had fun that night, right?
Yeah.
Did we talk? I don't remember. Did we talk work? I doubt the three of us talk work unless we were making fun of people in a friendly way. How much socializing do you want to do with your work employees and your employer?
Not much.
Not much?
No, I'm perfectly fine with having friends at work who remain friends at work. Get together once in a while, but I've, like everyone else, I've got enough going on in my life where, all right, we spend our 8 hours together every single day, and for the most part, I'll see you tomorrow.
Let's see. Friendly, approachable bosses, executives. Let's stop there. How important is that, Dave Harrigan, to you, that your boss, maybe your immediate boss or the main boss, is approachable? Do you care that much about it?
That's important. Yeah, that's important. And I mean, to know that you have somebody you can talk to if you have a problem versus, you know, walking on eggshells every time you're trying to pass their office.
I think it matters to me, Adam, most importantly to your immediate boss. Now, Gons and I have known each other since the start of the Wolves, right? So we're lucky that way. But if it's uncomfortable around your immediate boss and that for whatever reason you interact with them quite a bit, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a big problem. And, the older I get, it's more of a problem.
This person continues, after our league, softball, bowling, golf, most definitely regular after happy hour hours. That is all from my experience with a large corporation back in the 80s. Love going to work. It was family. I wouldn't mind if we had a little bit more. I really wouldn't. Now, I get it. I think it gets frustrating for the folks at work who organize it because Dave's right. We all have our busy lives. If you put in a lot of work and then people don't show.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you're making the decision, well, that really doesn't do anything for me. And other times you're like, well, I'm driving my kids somewhere.
Yeah.
Or
yep.
I'm having dinner with my wife. So it's not always easy to pull off. I just retired. I'm reading your text on the stylesfinancial.com talking text line. I just retired after 40 years in the insurance industry. The last few years was made so much better, even though we work by remote, by making friends with the folks at work. Fun at work happens more text. Fun at work happens naturally in the right setting with good people. The more the administration, my organization, tries to get me engaged and makes me happy with contrived activities, plan out of touch, overpaid focus groups, the more disengaged and pissed off I get. Yeah, I guess if you're really, really trying too hard.
Yeah.
You know? I worked at the U of M for 4.5 years, St. Paul campus. The people I work with, from the dean, department head, staff, faculty, graduate students, all from all over the world. Everyone on campus made a great, fun place to work. We got our work done, had camaraderie, made it a fun place to work. I miss the friends I made while working there, but cherish the memories.
Signed, Tim Brewster.
Yeah. He might be coming back. Maybe he's our lieutenant governor. if Walls becomes the vice president. Do you think people miss that fun if they're just working at home? Listen, for a year, it was a year plus, we were not allowed here.
Yeah.
This was not an individual choice. Odyssey banned us. You know, like iHeart, they never did anything. They wanted people in, right? Odyssey did the opposite. I did miss the fun.
Mm-hmm.
I miss the needling,
yeah.
Seeing people, even if it's a quick 30 seconds, 60 seconds.
Right.
Did you miss that?
Of course.
Yeah.
As someone who kept coming here and was like a ghost town.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing how quickly that became normal.
Yeah.
But, right, and it's been proven. I mean, we're losing human contact is not a good thing.
No.
You know, it's...
Loneliness is a major issue.
It feeds into distrust of people and... I think a lot of where we're at as a society right now is boiled down to a lack of human contact and interaction.
And a lack of trust.
Yeah.
And a lot of just respecting.
Right.
We see things different.
Exactly.
We can have a passionate disagreement. but I don't wish harm upon you.
Right.
Thank you.
Sure.
Adam, back tomorrow, probably solo again. You know,
I think Jordana? So. Yep.
Okay. Because Jordana is getting better. We wish her only the best. Our friend Rena, normally Wednesdays, we miss Rena a lot. She's got a great story to tell. It wasn't great for her and the family, but it's a very good story to tell. Rena, in moments on CCU.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.